What's up, everybody? I'm George Massey. This is the George Massey Show. I'm here with my co-host Gina, and we're obsessed with Love Island, obviously. And we've been watching Love Island Games is on, and we have been blessed with a new season because we went a couple months without Love Island, and it was a very lonely world, right? It was pretty lonely.
It was
And
withdrawals.
it was, yeah, I felt like we were tweaking a little bit. So we're a little late. So we did our podcast last week for the opening of the show, and now we're back. We're like a week late, and almost not a whole week late, but like we late. So we have to cover a lot. So I think that the last show that we talked about was day two or three, right?
It
So
was the whatever the Friday show was.
like that was day two. So I think we need to start with day three because we got to go all the way to day seven, which is white. Yeah, day seven, I think. Oh man, we're behind. So what happened on day three? Because I think that's when Johnny and Justine showed up, and those are, but I thought we talked about Johnny and Justine on the last pod.
No, we did because they just had entered, and Andrea, that's when they actually entered the villa, I
Oh, no way.
think.
We're probably just behind from day four. So we probably discussed days one, two, and three. So we
Yeah,
have
we
day
did.
four, five, six, and seven. So yeah, because I remember Johnny and Justine. We discussed them because Justine, she won one of them. I think she won Love Island and Love Island Games. Like she's like a two-time champion. And then Johnny, when he came in, he was like a two-time runner-up. Because I remember
Yes.
discussing that. So yeah.
Yeah, it's all coming back to me, Celine Dion, as you like to
Beyond.
say.
There were nights when the wind was so cold, right? So it's all coming
Yeah.
back. And we're going to talk about the football challenge because that's where we left off. And, which was really crazy though. Like I was trying to like understand what they were trying to do, and it was almost impossible because they had that little like water thing on that girl's head, and she had to like do the limbo on her stomach. And I was like, I don't even know if I'd be able to do this. And they had to fill up the little vial. I don't know. I don't know what to call any of this.
The bucket.
The bucket, whatever. I don't know what it was. But it was really difficult. And we were watching, and I think Mert was like really confused. I think he might have been a little more confused than I was. Because you remember that he was like moving all the tires, and he was moving tires that weren't the right color. And like he was really confused. And I was like, damn, I think Mert might actually be more confused than me right now. Cause I honestly didn't understand what was happening either. Because when Ariana was explaining the rules, I was tweeting and doing other things. So when the challenge started, I was just like, so wait, what are we doing? Why are there tires? Like I was so lost. I didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah, that's exactly what had happened. Is it was like basically you had to put the tires in the same color sequence as the rows, because like as the row, because they had like pink and orange and the different colors, so they couldn't be different colors. They had to be the same colors on that row in order for you to skip to the
But
next one.
didn't it seem like a lot of the contestants were moving the wrong color tires? Because I
Well,
was like,
just because they wanted to not have, because you can move the tire that's behind the girl to the front, basically where she's standing, so she can jump on that tire. But obviously you don't want the competitors to have an easy win. So that's why they were moving all the tires all around.
oh, it was sabotage. Now I understand.
Exactly.
You have to explain this stuff to me so I get it. Just now that I know it was happening, because I was like, if Mert's orange, why is he moving the red tire? Like, I was just like, what's happening? Like, am I confused? Am I the one that doesn't get it? So it was sad.
You're the one who does, yeah, you're the one, because that's the thing, like, because then that would be easy, right? But
Right.
you obviously want to take the tire from your competitors so they don't get a chance, like they don't get in front, obviously.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So if you're ahead, you want to slow them down. I mean, now because I was like, I know this is Love Island Games and it's not supposed to make sense, but usually I can follow along. But that was the game I was like having a trouble keeping up. So this game got us the first ever power couple of season two Love Island Games, which was KK and Chris, which It's funny because I thought that they were a power couple already. So when they won, it kind of solidified it for me. I was like, oh yeah, I think that they're the stronger competitors. And I think that if they could win this, it would be them. And little, my words didn't age well, Gina, very, very much so. They didn't age well at all. Because as we know, as the days went along, that didn't happen. But the one thing that they did, KK and Chris decided to take two people that were not in the bottom couples and make them vulnerable, which seems really shady, right? So they decided to put Solene and Mert in the bottom. And then America voted, right? We voted. And but there was also a box challenge. So the box.
Yes.
This was like the most diabolical thing ever, right? So there were three boxes. Ariana's like, I bring gifts, y'all. And you pick a box. And it was completely randomized. So meaning it was anybody's game, right? Like, and there were two pink hearts and one black heart. And obviously the black heart means that you were dumped from the island. And nobody wanted to gamble, which is so weird. Cause Gina, I'm a gambler. I will take $50,000 and put it all on red. Like I am a gambler. I go to Vegas and I'll lose it all. I don't care. I online gamble right before I go to bed. Like I live and breathe gambling. So nobody wanted to gamble, especially Mert. Mert was like, "Oh no, I don't want to put my fate in the hands of chance." And I was like, "I don't know. I feel like chance is better than America, right? Because either America is never, I kind of like you. It's either I like you or I hate you a lot, right? There's no in between." So I was like, "I would rather have gone with the game of chance." So, Gina, if you were in this situation and they gave you a box and they were like, do you want to ignore the vote of America and just let the boxes decide? Would you have done the same thing that Mert did and say no, or would you went with the chance?
Well, sooner, like rather than later, even if they like, I wouldn't take a chance because eventually it's going to be America's vote anyways
Well,
on who they have and who they don't. So eventually they would have gotten kicked off. He would have gotten kicked off, or she would have gotten, Solon would have gotten kicked
this
off.
was also America's first vote. And when we're just getting to know people, this was like episode four, right? Like we're just getting to know people. Well, three and four. We don't know you well. So our votes now versus our votes towards the end might be different because we only have so much information on you, right? Like we think we know you, but we don't know you. We literally just met you 3 days ago, right? Unless you watch their season, unless you have, you watch it in France or in Malta, you don't really know these people. So I would have not chosen to go with America's vote because we didn't have a chance to get to know them enough to judge them, right? Isn't that the saying? Don't judge me unless you walked in my shoes for like 10 miles. We were judging these people really early. And Mert was like, no, I don't want to leave it to chance. And I think who else said that? Somebody else said it too. And it was a bad decision, right? They ended up being safe in the box. They had a pink heart. And then America sent them home. And I know this was really tough for you because
It was.
Mert was your favorite cast member. And he was cut out of the house. I don't want to say first because Charlie came and went much, much far faster than Mert, but he was like the first guy to get sent home after Charlie. And I know that you were really, really looking forward to getting to know him more throughout the season, and now that's been ripped from under you. So how are you holding up?
I was so mad, so mad. We jumped on the 90 Day like Fiance podcast on Sunday, and none of you had watched it, and I just wanted to vent. But you and Shibuti hadn't watched it yet, so I had to keep my big ass mouth shut. Plus, I was coming down with a cold, so I was just so mad. And then I got over it within a day. I was just like, whatever. It's just the
Well,
game. It's just the challenge.
I know that this was preventable, right? Because he could have, if he would have went with the boxes, he would have been safe. So that made it a little harder to accept, right?
But
Him and Celine did not have to leave if they would have, made a different choice. America, like I said,
even.
America would have probably felt the same way later, but at that episode at that moment, they could have saved themselves and they didn't. And Lucinda was probably just as hurt as you, right? Because Mert got some really good advice from Kendall on how to treat a woman, like how to wine and dine a woman. And he set up this little cute date on the pier with Lucinda. And, you know, she started giving her the princess treatment that she demands. And then, right when she starts to see him in a different light, he's gone. He's literally ripped from under, you know, her feet. And I know you and her are probably just as heartbroken, right? Probably a little more her. But, you know, now she, because yeah, she actually went on a date with him. I know you could place yourself in her shoes, and I know that that's hurtful for you. But now, you know, how do you feel? Do you feel like the show is less interesting without your eye candy? Like, how do you feel?
Well, it's Love Island. They're always going to bring in new people. So I'm just hoping, I'm just praying and hoping they'll bring in some eye candy that I like. Not to say that the men aren't attractive this season, because they are, they all have something about them. But yeah, I just have to sit
No, you
back.
know what? You know what? Like Isaiah, he kind of looks confused all the time. Like, have you ever
Well,
read him?
I did say in one of your tweets, he's the new Austin. He's the
He
Austin of Love
definitely
Island.
is. He's the Aussie. He looks confused and he always has a goofy, like, confused look on his face. He gives me the Joe Biden vibe where I'm like, do you know you're in Fiji? Do you know what's going on? Do you understand? Like, blink twice if you're okay. Like, he's always confused. And you know, he definitely seems like it takes him a little longer to process, right? Like, I don't know if he's like Austin, like airheaded Austin for real. I don't know him well enough to be judging him, but it does seem like it takes him a little longer to process like information.
So, yeah, we have that. And Johnny said he had a kid, right? So he's a new papacito, right?
Oh
Not.
yeah. So do you think that that's going to be his, like, you can't vote me off because I have a daughter? Because that's what Hoda used to do. Hoda was like, everything's about my daughter, my daughter, my daughter, my daughter, my daughter, my daughter. You can't vote me off. I'm a mom. I'm a mamacita. So do you
I'm a
think
mummy. No, I don't think
to make
so.
that
He just
happen?
said it just to kind of get it out of the way, because these are all former islanders. They probably already know he has a kid. So especially the Americans, they all know he probably has a kid. So yeah, what would be the point of hiding it, basically? That's just my two cents. So, but I did find it funny on Sunday, how Lucinda at first was ignoring Mert. He doesn't get the signs to make her breakfast. Everybody's making breakfast, except, and you're not bringing me coffee. I would have, well, you know, I probably wouldn't have given him the cold shoulder. I'd be like, fuck this, I can make my own shit. I don't need no one to make it. So,
I don't think any girl has ever made her own breakfast on the show, though. Like, I don't think that that is a thing. Like, I've never seen a girl cooking on the show. Have you?
nope.
It's not a thing. So, like, Mert's been on Love Island before. He should have known his one job, and they only require you to cook one meal of your own there, and the rest of it's craft service. So he should have known his one job was to cook for her. And you know, it's not, if he's gonna eat in the morning, she's gotta eat too. Are you gonna let her starve? You know, like, I don't know why he doesn't understand that if you're making food or you're making coffee, or I think oatmeal is his favorite thing, oats was his favorite thing to make. Then make her some too, even if she doesn't eat it. Women like the idea that you were thinking about them. It doesn't even have, like, you can bring a girl a iced coffee and it'll be a flavor that she hates, but the idea that you thought about her and you ordered it and you brought it to her, that's all she cares about. She will pour that shit out, but be blushing the whole time. Like, look at him thinking about me. He could have went there and got his coffee and went home, and he brought me that. Like, it's the thought that counts, right? And Mert definitely was not getting it. And you know, he was learning. Kendall was teaching him. He was like, look, you just have to show her that you're thinking about her. That's all women want, right? Like, as long as you put out there, like, hey, I wonder if you would like this, or I'm gonna make this for you, even if you don't like it. Like, just the idea that he was thinking about you. And I think that he was slowly getting there, but we'll never know, Gina. We'll actually never know.
No,
Come on.
no. So then we can jump to, Let's see my notes from Friday. So Isaiah told Nicola he wasn't in terror. Well, thanks, Captain Obvious. We already knew that. Andrina getting all mad because Tyreek's all going on kissing everybody, but so is she. So that didn't make that make sense.
Yeah, I know. She was pissed off at Tyreek, right? Wasn't it Tyreek? And she was sticking her tongue down Johnny's throat. And yeah, it was really double standardy because I was just like, oh, so he can't do it, but you can do whatever you want. And then when he confronted her about it, she was like, it's not my fault I'm hot and everybody wants me. And I was like, oh, is that why we're handling this now? Because your excuse is you're hot and people should stick their tongue down your throat because you're hot. Like, is this the level of maturity that we're at with Audrina now?
But it was funny because I was going back to your tweets and reviewing them prior to the podcast, and then I'm like, oh, well, then on Sunday you had said, no, Chris, you got both you ha and KK got rid of Mert and Solin. So who's at fault with that? No one but him. So yeah.
Well, can we also talk about Chris's flirtation with Nicola?
Well, that was all facade and that was all a game.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Is it okay to toy with people like that? Because we know that there was no attraction, and he kept like going out of his way to lead her to believe that he was interested in her. And I was like, I don't know. I don't like the idea of playing with people's emotions. Like, if you really don't care for that person, and even when KK asked about it, he was just like, yeah, that's nothing, it's nothing serious. I was like, I don't know, that's not fair, because she didn't realize that. She actually thought it was genuine. Because I don't want to jump too far, but after the heart rate challenge, her and Isaiah had a super serious decision to make, and she didn't want to pick Chris because she had thought their connection was real.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
Let's not go there.
as you're.
I don't, we're not there yet. I want to talk about the heart
We're
rate
not doing that.
because I know that you were disappointed because you almost got to see Mert do
I know.
a
I
challenge.
know. I know.
Literally.
I was just like, oh, why couldn't you just hold on for one more day? Because that would have made my heart like jump.
And it would have been interesting to see Soline and Mert do the heart rate challenge, because I don't.
Oh, I could just imagine what she would do considering what I've read on her. Oh my
Well,
goodness.
remember the day that she came into the onto the island, she did a pretty good she was pretty, what's the word? It's not spicy, but basically spicy.
Savage.
Yeah, she's pretty sad. I would have loved to see her do that. And I know that, Mert may or may not have rhythm, and I guess you would have been able to find that out if he was able to do the heart rate challenge, but you missed it by one day.
I
One
know.
day,
I
can
one
you
day.
imagine? And I guess the person that you need to blame for that is Chris.
Well, you said it yourself. As your tweet said, on Monday, Chris and KK are the evil villains who knocked put Mert and Celine sent packing.
No, they were. They were. It was very calculated, and they had no reason to put them. They were safe, and they decided to put them in the vulnerable couples because they were threatened by them. And it is what it is. And karma, karma, she makes her rounds. And after the heart rate challenge, Nicola and Isaiah, which was the most outrageous thing that ever happened in my life, they won the heart rate challenge. And first of all, Isaiah was dressed like a clown. Like, literally, he had on like the Wonder Bread shirt. Like, have you ever seen Wonder? Do y'all have Wonder Bread in
Yes,
it?
I know exactly what you're talking
Little polka
about.
dots. He was wearing like a Wonder Bread outfit. And they want me to believe that he increased the people's heart rates the most. Him and Nicola, which is really crazy because they're the most, what's the way to say this? They're the most unique stranger islanders. I don't know, Gina, I don't want to sound mean, but like, if you had to pick like the hottest and most amazing islanders, I don't think Isaiah and Nicola would be in your top five, right? So the idea that they won the heart race challenge kind of seemed weird and rigged to me because
Well,
there was a lot.
I've been reading the reason why they won. Like,
Well,
and this is allegedly is
please share
because
it with the group because I really want to know.
allegedly, I've read, like, and this is all allegedly fan theories and whatever, is because Isaiah's ex needed to go in there because they brought in the new bombshell, Sydney and Marvin.
Also, wait, do you think that the numbers were fudged? Like they didn't really actually win?
Well,
People.
that's what people are saying. Like, this is, I don't have those calculations of their actual heart rates. Like, I
Well,
don't know.
we did see the challenge, and there was a lot of insane, wild, nasty stuff going on, right? Like there was like double making out and threesomes on the couch. Like there was a lot of stuff going on. So the idea that Nicola and Isaiah won, I was like, that's a stretch, guys. Like that's a stretch. Like you can't even sell me that. That's like selling me a used car that doesn't have an engine in it. I'm not gonna buy that. Like I don't think not, and I'm not trying to say that they're not good looking or whatever, but their performance, based on other people's performance, right? Like Andrea and Toby, other people did an amazing job at being seductive.
Well,
Right.
I didn't. I think Nicola did a better job than Andrina.
Oh, do you? I mean, sometimes I think Andrina can get a little lazy. I think
Yeah.
that she's so hot, she doesn't have to do anything. I think she can get a little lazy and she doesn't give it her all. And I mean, you've mentioned that before, because when it comes to the challenges, she's probably the weakest link. And I think that she's made it this far because she's really, really pretty, right? Like she
Because
just
she's the
really.
weakest link, and she's the weakest link. Get rid of the highest competition first, the strongest, and then, like, that's how you play the game strategically, is you get rid of who's is, like, strategically, who is go the strongest.
Well, yeah, you get rid of the person that could beat you. And, at the end of the day, the person that you can't go in the ring against. Oh, we got to talk about duels next. The person that you can't
Yeah,
beat.
that's Tuesday. That's yesterday's episode.
Yeah, so if you can't beat them in a duel, they have to go. So, okay, Nicola and Isaiah won the Heart Rate Challenge, which gave them a night in the Hideaway, which is the world famous getting busy room of the islands. But there was no busyness going on.
No,
There was no business going
no.
on. It was actually quite stressful. They actually had to spend most of their night deciding who they wanted to betray. Like they were Judas, right? Like they were really like spending a lot of time and anxiety trying to figure out, because they had to pick two boys from the bottom couples and two girls from the bottom couples to duel each other. And the loser of this duel was going to get dumped. Like, so they knew that they were actually eliminating people from the competition. It wasn't like.
See, like, the difference is they spent time going back and forth and arguing, not like disagreeing, going over everything, right? Which in Chris and KK's, like, they just didn't even, like, they just knew. They're just like, they didn't even
Well, yeah,
spend too much time contemplating on it. They just knew.
Chris and KK, the choice became obvious to the both of them, and when it came out of Chris's mouth, it was just what's the word when everyone agrees? It was unanimous, right? There was no back and forth. They didn't say no. It was okay. Yeah, that makes sense. This is what we should do. But I think that Isaiah and Nicola are not game oriented. I think that they don't think the way a fighter would think, like the way that someone who has their eyes on the prize would think, because you have to take all of your emotion out of it. And I think the first thing Nicola did was she was like, well, I don't want to put Chris in there because Chris and I are building a connection and he's sweet and I like him. First of all, lies. He don't like you. But second of all, if you really want to win $250,000, you have to play the game with zero emotion. You have to remember at the end of the day, you're not here to make friends. You're here to, because at the end of the day, y'all are all going to be friends regardless. They might be mad at you, right? Like when you get voted out. Like remember when KK was like, I don't even want to talk to Nicola right now because she put me in the bottom or whatever. But at the end of the episode, after all that happened, she went to her and was like, "Look, I'm not mad at you. I don't hate you. It's just a game. At the end of the day, no one is going to hate you forever. So you have to do
No,
this
it's
game."
only during that time. And for those whatever minutes it was, I was getting mad at KK because, like, it's not like I don't like KK. She had her reasons to be upset, obviously. You have 250K on the line. But, like, in other, like, Johnny was taking it like, okay, yo, I understand you guys had a decision to make, right? But Chris and KK just went over the top with their like being a diva, being dramatic about it. When Johnny's just like, yo, and and Andrea was just like, yo, I get it. Like, it's fine. Like, it's completely fine. We get it. It's a hard decision to make. Where they're being adults about it, where Chris and KK were just being like adolescent children about it, like a toddler about it, and not
They
asking.
had made the same decision 2 nights earlier,
Exactly.
which caused Mert and Celine to get voted out. So they should have understood better than anyone in on the island what it's like to make that decision. So the fact that they reacted like it was a personal attack, because I was like, well, y'all just literally made this decision. There were two people that were safe from, they weren't vulnerable. They were safe. You decided to make them vulnerable and then you got them sent home. So you should know exactly what it's like and how it feels to make that decision. It's, you're basically becoming a villain and it's part of the game. But so the way that they treated Isaiah and Nicola after they made that decision, you're right, it was very immature because this is a game. At the end of the day, only one person can win. So if
Exactly. And then like I like you didn't want KK to lose, but like we kept on going back and forth. Like I think we were text messaging each other. And I was just like, okay, you know what? Like it's just a game. We're not the ones competing in this game. Because
well,
I
you
didn't want it to get heated, right?
I didn't want, but you know what's funny, Gina? So it was Chris and Johnny and Andrea versus KK in the duels. I didn't want Andrea to go home and I didn't want KK to go home. I like them both, but KK has always been my favorite. So I
Exactly.
was like, I had a bias towards KK because I've been like crushing on her since she came on the show. So I was like, I mean, I like Andrea, but I'm not crushing. So I was just like, well, she could go home. So when KK got eliminated, I was kind of like mad, right? I was like angry.
You were me. You were me.
I was posting like hate messages to Isaiah and Nicola, and I was like, so I
You
was
were
like, y'all are
so
so
mad.
stupid. I was like, you Quasimodo mother effers, like, why would you do this?
Yeah,
Why? And then I was like, you know what? At the end of the day, though, they did what was asked of them, right? They had to make a decision and they did it. And they didn't choose KK because she was my favorite. Because if they would have chose anybody else, Andrea might be somebody else's favorite. Like they weren't attacking me personally. So I had to look at it that way because I was like, well, they didn't do it just to hurt me, you know? Like, so I guess.
That's how I started to look at it after Mert left. I'm like, okay, you know what? This is not, this is a game. This is a game. I'm not the one who's like out 250K. I'm just out of the eye candy, right? So it's just a game and I'm not stressing over it, right? So like that was the whole thing, right? I saw your rage tweets. I'm like, oh my
Well,
God.
yeah, for about 45 minutes, I was just outraged, angry. I was like declaring war on Isaiah and Nicola and basically trying to tear them apart. And then I had to, you know, I actually tweeted out that I took it all back. I don't mean that. I don't think that Isaiah is ugly and I don't think that Nicola is stupid. Like I take all of it back. They're probably amazing human beings and they're playing the game the way that it's meant to be played. And unfortunately,
That's what I said to you. They're playing the game smart, right? They're playing the game smart because they're getting rid of the strongest.
you're right. You're right. And I didn't
And
mean.
that's what you have to do that, right? So they're
So,
getting rid of who the strongest people are in the competition. I'm like, and then
right.
you're like, well, they're dumb. And I'm like, okay, like to each their own, right? I'm like, you'll get over it, George. You'll get over it.
I mean, yeah, I'm over it. I'm not mad at them. I think they did the right thing. But, you know, it sucked at the time. At the time, I was just like, oh, well, that's annoying. So Sydney and Marvin, is it Marvin, I believe? they entered the villa after Chris and wait, did they enter after Chris and KK left or before? Now I can't remember. I think
No, before,
oh,
because they
before.
entered in the heart rate challenge.
Yes. They came during the heart rate challenge. They were the last minute additions to the heart rate challenge. So yeah, Sydney is Isaiah's ex, and apparently Isaiah cheated on Sydney. So this is gonna be pretty
Messy.
messy because apparently they haven't spoken in over a year and a half or a year and a half or whenever they broke up. They haven't spoken to each other since, which I think is pretty normal. Gina, when you break up with someone or they cheated on you, you shouldn't be talking to them. I think that you should create that distance. But now they're going to be forced to interact with each other on camera. And I don't know how awkward, that might be because if they've never spoken, that means that she might not have closure. So we might see her seeking closure on the show, which, can get a little messy because she's going to want an explanation as to why you cheated and lied and treated me like, I wasn't worth your time. So I think Isaiah is not equipped to deal with this even without a camera in front of him. But I think now with the cameras in front of him, he definitely looks really, really nervous and scared now that.
Well, then he, after Nicola and him in the hideaway, after they made the decision, he's like, "Can I get a hug?" And Nicola's like, "Why? Like, what the fuck is this? Where the hell is this coming from?"
Well, that was probably his olive branch. Like he was looking for a peace treaty, right? Like he was
Well,
like,
it could also be like, shit, like, none of the girls are really into me either. Now I have my ex in here. I need to start making other connections because I don't want anything to do with this crazy ex.
this is true. You're right, because Nicola is definitely I think she's into Isaiah, but Isaiah's not into her. I mean, I kind of feel bad for Nicola because she kind of feels like none of the guys are into her.
Yeah, they just need to bring someone in there from the same country that was on Love Island Malta, so then they could at least like be on the same ground.
Yeah, I feel bad for her though because I don't like when people feel, like
Left out.
left out. And, it's definitely difficult. She's on Love Island Games USA, right? This is like the USA version of the show. So, like you said, there's people from all over the world. She's the only representation from Malta. So, a lot of these people, like for instance, Audrina knows Johnny, right? Isaiah knows Sydney. Obviously, they used to date. She doesn't have that advantage of being there with someone that she knows. So, she's already
Exactly.
outcast. She's
But
already.
then hearts out to Garvey for cheering her, Nicola up, because like she was so distraught on the Sunday about like everything. Like she was so distraught about nobody liking her, not making friends, not making connections and whatnot. And Garvey was like lifting her up and being a girl's girl, I'm being like, you've got this, you're that, just empowering her, like to lift her up mentally, so she's there for her at the same time, and that just showed a lot of personality from Garby.
Yeah, Garby's just that bitch. Like, she's amazing. I fucking love her. She's actually a beautiful person inside and out.
Exactly.
That's what makes Garby stand out because she's genuinely a good human being. You know how there's really pretty people, and then, but deep down, they do ugly things? Garby, there's nothing ugly about Garby. She's a decent human being. She treats people with love and respect, and she's beautiful. Like I can't find any flaws with her at all. She's literally the perfect girl. And she's not there to tear down other women or make other women feel like, they're not up to par or you can't, what's the word? Dominate. Like she doesn't dominate or make other people feel bad about themselves. Obviously, she's here to play a game, but at the end of the day, she's not going to tear anybody down either. And I really respect that about her because it's
I
very.
love her for that. I love her for that. I always gravitated to Garby, but like seeing this now makes me gravitate more to her, right? Like no one's excluded, like just including all the girls together, it just brings out a totally different side to her that like but I've always liked Garby from the like our first episode last week, Friday. I've always said my like top four is KK, Garby, Lucinda, and Nicola.
Yeah, you did say that. You know what? Lucinda is higher up on my list now. I like her a lot.
Yeah,
Really,
so
really like her. I like her personality. She's also like a genuine, kind-hearted human being that wouldn't hurt a fly. And it's, I worry about that too when it comes to like Garby and Lucinda because they're not manipulative or evil. So I wonder if that's going to be a negative thing for them. Because, you know, in this game, being manipulative or evil or underhanded is a good thing. And, you know, when you have genuinely nice people who don't want to be a villain, I wonder if that's not good for them for this type of show, you know, because, you know, in order to win this show, you got to be a villain. Ask Justine. Justine has won Love Island and Love Island Games. You got to play this game as a villain if you want to walk away with that check. And I worry about Lucinda and Garvey because, you know, they're not there to hurt people. And I think in
no.
order to win this show, you got to be there to hurt some feelings and break some hearts, right? I feel like that's the only way that you're going to walk away with money.
So it's funny because I wrote down on the notes, why was Andrina like on the floor? Did you see it? She was on the floor when Johnny was going head to head with Chris
Wait, was she
on
on
her
the?
ass.
I did see her screaming at the top of her lungs. I
Yeah,
remember
she was like,
that.
it was like a Spanish soap opera, and her like she was on the on her ass, like on the floor, when I guess after he had won or something like that. Like I'm like, girl, get your ass, you're making a fool out of yourself. Get your ass off the floor. But you spend half of the challenges on your ass anyways.
I didn't see that. That's so weird, though.
Yeah.
She is overdramatic. I have noticed that. And, you know, I think that whatever the relationship she has, we didn't get like a real explanation that she has with Johnny. There's more, like, there's something to be told there. Like, it seems like more than just a casual, we DM each other situation. Like, I feel like.
No, they've made out. Like they've, I think they've hooked up.
I think so too. Because they definitely are very comfortable with each other and they were kissing within minutes of seeing each other. Like, I feel like there's something that they're not telling us. Like, did they actually date off the show? Like, I feel like they probably were in a relationship or might actually be in a relationship right now. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's something they're not telling us.
I don't know. I'm trying to find the picture of when she spent most of her time on the floor. So, oh, here it is. I'll send it to you.
Yes, send me that picture so I can see
And
about it.
it's called, it's on this Facebook page called Dose of Morning Chisholm. Andrina was giving telenovela when she fell because Johnny won the first round. Queen, what are you doing?
Yeah, it wasn't even like the last round. It was just the first one. Oh, so
Well, yeah.
we got to talk about the fact that Chris broke his finger or allegedly broke or whatever his finger during the duel. And he was not allowed medically to continue the challenge. Wait, I'm looking at this picture. Oh my God, you're right. What is this? What is this? Girl, get up. Okay, but okay, so Chris and Johnny, they had a very intense duel. And it was like a fight to the finish. There was only one round. It was a one-round knockout. And Chris was, I don't know, holding on too tight to the little thingy. And I guess he
Rope.
broke or sprained his finger. I don't think it was broken because like he was standing there after the doctors or whatever looked at him and they didn't splint it up. Usually when you break something, they splint it up right.
Yeah, or you get like when I sprained mine once, I grabbed a like I went to grab a popsicle stick. I went to grab a popsicle and a popsicle stick because I couldn't get a splint, so I got a popsicle stick and wrapped it until I went to get a splint from the pharmacy.
Yeah, so when I saw him just standing there with Ariana and they were talking and he didn't have a splint immediately, I was like, oh, it's probably just sprain. But I'm pretty sure the medical team, even with a sprain, they're not going to allow him to
No,
proceed.
because it becomes a liability, right?
All right, because a sprain can easily get worse if you continue. So how do you feel? What do you think that this forfeiting of the second duel would have made a difference? Do you think that Johnny still would have won? Do you think that this would have
I
been?
think Johnny would still would have won, and I've been reading online that, oh, it was a cop out like Chris's hand was fine. Like allegedly,
Wait,
we weren't there.
do you think that he didn't realize that saying that was going to get him forfeited? Do you think him saying he broke his finger, he thought that he would have automatically been saved? Do you think that the outcome was not what
No,
happened?
because let's face it, we like no one likes losing, right? So in his case, people are saying online, like, oh, he probably just said it was broken or sprained because he just didn't like that was an easy way to get out and not have Johnny whip his ass.
Oh, I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was surprised that Chris lost the duel because Chris is like 195,000 feet tall. He's like a
You seen
guy.
Johnny? He is built like a freaking truck.
Well, yeah, he does look like a, what do you call those tanks in the army? Like an army tank.
Yeah.
He looks like an army tank. He's not like a big tall guy, but he's like massive when it comes to like strength and muscle.
Yeah.
So it was like I felt like it was a pretty balanced fight, right? It was like, what do they call it? Height over muscle, right? It was kind of like that. But I'm not gonna say that about Chris though, because Chris is muscle, he has muscle too, and the height, but like Johnny dominated him, which it was just crazy. I was just like, Jesus Christ, he is like dragging Chris around like he's not 100 feet tall. Like it was almost hard to watch, right?
Yeah, I was just like, oh, damn. And I said too, I believe I responded to one of your tweets. I'm like, these games where someone can physically get hurt, they do need to stop.
Well,
Because if you.
I didn't think that anybody was going to get hurt. Like, that's the last thing that I thought. Like, I was like, oh, this doesn't, like, nothing that they do. Well, actually, I'm not going to lie to you. When they were doing the football challenge, I don't remember who it was, but one of the girls, she took a tumble. And she fell so hard, and it looked like her neck was bent. And I was like, oh, Jesus, is she gonna be okay? Because I saw that, and she was okay. She popped right back up. I can't remember what girl it was. But she was walking back to get the water to go back in.
Was it Sullen?
It might have been
Because
so it was with
so
Mert.
she fell, yeah, she fell a few times.
She hit the ground though, like, but the way she fell, it kind of looked like she twisted her neck, and it scared me. I was like, oh my God. You know, because the wrong you fall on your neck the wrong way, and that's at the end of the game, right? So I did notice that, and I was like, see, I don't know how safe, you know, it is strapping a bunch of stuff to people's head and putting slippery slime everywhere and then hope they don't bust their ass. I did get a little worried then because I was like, maybe these challenges are getting a little too, you know, risky. You know, because at the end
Yeah.
of the day, you don't want anybody leaving with broken bones. Right? Like you want people to be physically challenged in a challenge, but you also want to keep their bones and muscles intact. You know, like you don't want anybody leaving on a stretcher. So you might be right. Maybe the intensity of these games is getting a little crazy. You know, remember
Well,
there was the
the
one
thing.
last season where the one challenge they had to bust through like a door and then
Yeah.
fall into a I don't know, like a slime pit. I felt like that one, it looked like people were hurting themselves busting through that door too. Because remember, on one side, it wasn't a wall, but on the other side, there was, but you didn't know which one it was. So you had to run through it with force either way. I can't remember what challenge that was, but it was last season. But like, there was like a little
It
curtain
was the crashing out, wasn't
crashing
it?
out. Yeah. So there was a curtain, and on the other side of the curtain, there was either a really big wall you had to break through, or there wasn't anything at all, but you couldn't tell until you ran through it. So you had to have like a lot of strength when you ran through it. I was like, ooh, what if somebody knocks themselves out? You know, like, because you don't really know what you're up against. So I don't know. I think you might be right. I think that they gotta start thinking more about safety. Yeah, right, than entertainment. Because at the end of the day, if people are getting sent home on stretchers, you know, the show is not going to go anywhere. Because if everybody's forfeiting because they got to go to the hospital, you're not going to get any entertainment.
Exactly. But I was also looking to like Andrea, she works out. She goes to the gym. She's been in like bodybuilding competitions as well. So she is not a force to be messed with.
Huh, I didn't know that about Andrea. I didn't know she did bodybuilding competitions. That's
Yeah.
the thing. I mean, but she definitely dominated KK in the ring. KK put up a good fight, but at the end of the day, she got ragdolled. She definitely, I guess the proper lack of a better term, she got her ass kicked by Andrea. And it's like a lot of people underestimate people's strength. And oh wait, what is this photo of Andrea? Oh, see, she doesn't look like that on the show to me. Like, you see these muscles in this bodybuilding
Right.
position? She doesn't look like that to me. And I know, if you're not flexing, your muscles tend to hide. So that's why they always have to say you don't underestimate someone by their looks. And she's a
Exactly.
perfect example of that because in this photo, she looks like she could be in the WWE, right? Like she's strong, she's in amazing shape, and she could probably knock somebody's teeth out. But on the show, they have her looking so prissy and cute.
Whimsy in
Yeah, you
bikinis.
wouldn't realize the amount of strength that she has, but that's what they tell you. You got to never underestimate anyone by the looks of things because looks are more than deceiving. They're actually a lie. Looks are a blatant lie because
Exactly.
you see one thing and you're like, oh, that's nothing. And then you try to do it and it beats your ass. And I think this is a good example of that because KK, KK doesn't look like somebody that could beat up a gang of girls, but she also doesn't look like she would get beat up by a gang of girls either, right? Like it looks like she could hold her own. And we watched her not hold her own. I mean, she tried. She gave it an old college try, but she was not any match for Andrea. She could not hold it down in that match. Or no, duel, in that duel.
No, and I've seen Andrea's TikToks with her at the gym. I'm like, damn, girl, okay, you're a force to be reckoned with. I'll send you another picture where I can't even do this at the gym because I have back problems. So I have to be very careful with my back. So she's doing, but it's a video, but she's going like up and down. Like, I can't even do that.
Wait, is she saying that that's 300 pounds? It says 300 today. Good Lord, 300.
Right?
That's like, geez, that's so much more than I weigh. Like, that's insane. The fact that, because I couldn't do that. The fact that she does that daily at the gym. It's just, you have to, and it's funny because when I was looking at the duel between Chris and Johnny, I thought that Chris was going to be the stronger one. And like I said, stop making assumptions about people. You never know what they can do until you're in that ring and you see the level of strength and agility that they have. You just don't know.
No, you just don't like it. Yeah, it's crazy.
So I think we're all caught up. Are we all caught up now? So Chris and KK were the last to leave the villa, right? So, and they were America's vote. No, wait, no, they weren't America's vote. They were Isaiah and Nicola's choice.
Right. Well, they weren't the dual,
The dual
like,
choices, whatever.
versus.
So how do you feel? So now that Chris and KK are gone, well, KK was my favorite. So I guess my new favorite is going to be, let me see.
Darby.
Garby's gonna be my new fave. And then second is Justine and then Lucinda. Yeah, those are my faves now. And now that your merch is gone, who are you looking for now? Who do you want to see win now?
I don't know. I don't like Sydney. I don't know. There's something about her that irks me. Who came in with Sydney? Marvin, I guess. He's pretty cute, but
Marvin, yeah,
not.
he reminds me of the guy that played the Black Panther. I can't remember his name now. He passed away. He played the Black Panther in all the Black Panther movies. He has that look about him.
So, like, I guess it's Marvin, and then and who? No,
So there's
no.
Johnny, Isaiah,
Toby.
Toby.
Toby. Yeah,
Oh, Toby.
Toby and Marvin.
Oh, so your
I
favorite.
guess they'll do. They'll do for now.
So they're all new people. So nobody
Yeah.
from the existing people that were already there. So no Tyrese.
No.
No Kindle, no Jot.
No. No.
Oh, none of them. Okay. So who do you, okay, so say for instance, one of your picks are going to get recoupled. Who do you want them to end up with?
That's hard to say because I have to see what their recoupling structure and like who's
Or
bonding
different
together.
question, do you like who everyone is with now?
No, because I want Nicola to be with somebody else.
Well, Nicola should be with somebody that likes her, right? Like, and I
Exactly.
know Gina, I keep saying it over and over, it's not about love, it's about money, but I think that it helps when you like the person and you are attracted to the person, because then you're both like, you're more than just a friendship team, you're like a relationship team. So
Exactly.
you're working together.
You build an empire.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you're right. I think Nicola needs to be with somebody that finds her attractive, sees her attractive in that way, because Isaiah has made it extremely clear that that's not happening between them, which it's fine. No offense, but Nicola can do better. Isaiah's not all that. I feel like Isaiah is kind of a ditzy dude. Like he's like the male version of a blonde girl. You know, like he's like, she can do better. And you know, I think that Nicola has an amazing personality. And I think that people that don't see her worth, it's their loss. Because if you look at her and you can't see her personality and see that she's a decent, good person, like people look at people and they can't look past physical attributes. And I think that's your loss. That's your issue, because that's something you need to work on within yourself. Because at the end of the day, in 40 years, ain't none of us gonna look the same, you know? So you
No.
definitely need to look for other traits in people. And I think Nicola's, first of all, she's funny. She has an amazing personality and she cares deeply about other people and other people's feelings.
Those feelings. Yeah, I agree.
I think that is what is important. So Isaiah could never be good enough for her, because he doesn't see anything outside of the surface. Like he's a surface guy. He sees looks, he
He's
sees feelings.
shallow.
Yeah, and you know, he could never appreciate a woman like Nicola. So yeah, I agree.
No.
I think that she needs to get coupled up with somebody new. I don't really know who, for instance. I don't know who would make a good guy for her. I feel like Tyreek is a player, so I don't want her anywhere near him.
No. No.
I think that Johnny is way too into Adriana for him to even consider being with anyone else. And I think Josh is still, isn't Josh still trying to end up with Andrea, even though people keep sending
Yeah.
him away?
Yeah,
Feeling
I
for
wrote that in the notes. Yeah.
Yeah, like he's still trying to make that happen, even though forces beyond his control are like totally, like the universe is against
You're
it.
like, nope, not today. Nope, not today.
But
Nope,
yeah,
not today.
he's got his eyes on Andrea. And you know, I think that they make a good couple, to be honest with you. They're two good looking people, two pretty people together. But you know, is Josh shallow? Yes. Is Andrea shallow? Kinda. So they might be okay with each other. But you know, like we said, we've only been talking and knowing these people for like a week. So are my observations accurate? Of course not. There's probably way more to each and every one of these people that I haven't picked up on yet. You know, like we only get an hour a day, you know, and 5 days a week. Like we don't get a lot of information on them. So based on what I see, I don't see them working out, but you know, who knows?
Exactly. Who knows? But I'm looking forward to it. And we've converted more people to the Love Island wave boat. So I'm pretty content about that.
Yeah,
So
look at
now our.
us. We're about to get that Escalade. We're about to get that Love
Yes.
Island Escalade, right? We're getting there.
We're getting there. So our co-host captain has now jumped onto the Love Island villa. And started watching as well. So, yeah, I think with that with Love Island, yeah, it's like germ graphically age-wise, it's for like a lot of younger people watch it, but they make a lot of great memes out of it, and the shit that they say and come out of their mouth, it's priceless. So, I think they'll captain. Both Captain and Shibuti will find some great memes to do out of it, that's for sure.
Yeah, the show is so memeable, right? Like
It is.
the looks on people's faces, like I could make 100 memes of just Isaiah looking confused. And then you'll be like me when I'm trying to do algebra and it's just Isaiah with a confused look on his face. Like I could make a million memes just alone out of Isaiah alone. He all
Exactly. On one scene, just one scene, you can
Yes, every time
make
when they're
so
explaining a
many.
challenge or whatever, the look on his face, he's just like, huh? It's so funny.
Right?
It's so,
So.
yeah. So if your doorbell rings and it's me and Gina and we want to talk to you about Love Island, just let us in so we can talk to you. Like, do you have a free moment to talk about what's happening in the villas right now? You know, like if we're like
We would
Jehovah's
like to
Witnesses.
talk to you. We would like to talk to you. Come to the site. Oh, I'm sorry. You watch 90 Day Fiancé? Here, let me tell you a little bit about Love Island.
Yeah, we're like Jehovah's Witnesses, but for Love Island. So we come to the door and we're like, do you have a moment to talk about the island in Fiji? Because we have so much to talk about.
Much to talk about.
You know, like we have
Yes.
to tell you. So yeah. Thank
You
you
get.
for all of the support and loving our podcast. And I know there's so many people that are obsessed with the show. Like it's such a huge topic of conversation. You can't go anywhere without talking about it. It sucks that on Wednesdays you don't get an episode because we're
I
having,
know,
but
and
luckily,
withdrawals.
yeah, luckily we use that time to record the podcast. We can talk to you guys about the show so we can keep the conversation going. But yeah, we'll be tuning in tomorrow and you will be too. And we'll be talking about, you know, whatever crazy, weird cast
Madness.
challenge is going on in the villa and probably more bombshells and more craziness. So
Exactly.
thanks to Gina for joining me, bestie, so we can talk Love Island because, you know, we can talk it all night. And we'll talk to everybody really soon.
All right, good night, guys. Have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Bye.